Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news in the headlines. September 30, 2019 to September 30, 2024 marks exactly 5 years since the holding of the major national dialogue to explore avenues for resolving the crisis in the northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon. The 6:30 a.m. news revisits the historical roots and attempts by national and international parties to broker peace and security in the Anglophone part of the country. Sports. Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo emerged champions of the Cup of Cameroon for the first time after defeating two-time title holders Aigle Royal of Minwa. Details of the stories and more in a moment. Today, September 30, 2024, marks exactly 5 years since the Prime Minister, Head of Government Chief Dr. Joseph Dianguete, chaired the opening ceremony of the major national dialogue at the behest of President Paul Biya. Over 2,000 Cameroonians from the 10 regions and the diaspora attended to brainstorm on ways of finding a solution to the crisis rocking the northwest and southwest regions and other problems of the country. Our political desk editor, Albert Njembonde, flashes back on that day, which he says was a testimony of the goodwill of President Paul Biya and his government to seek peace in the two regions and consolidate unity and the harmonious living together of the Cameroonian people.
It was an opportunity the nation and the world was waiting for. A lot of blood had flowed, and President Paul Biya had offered a platform for Cameroonians residing in Cameroon and abroad to seek Cameroonian solutions to Cameroonian problems.
Allah, forgive us our sins.
Come, O Lord, and give us a heart to forgive, to love one another.
We thought that maybe this country is going to separate, but we see that it's something that can never separate. We are your children. You push to forgive us and take us back.
The young, the old, the famous and the infamous, those of the governing class like the governed, attended to make their voices heard, including some of the key actors like repentant separatists and observers of the happenings. Beyond the form of state, every other issue could be discussed without taboo.
We don't have to stay at one point and always think that problems, problems, problems. There is always a solution. And I'm very grateful and thankful for the head of state, because it's an opportunity also for many people who have wonderful ideas, who have things that they wish should be happening in their country from the diaspora.
I'm coming here with a lot of expectation. Only those who don't talk together cannot reach an agreement.
8 committees were set up to discuss the key issues, from education to the justice system, bilingualism to decentralization, demilitarization to the return and welfare of IDPs and refugees. From day one, it became obvious the key voices were suggesting a special status for the Northwest and Southwest regions in line with the Constitution based on their specificity and history.
The destiny and relevance of the contributions collected through different channels on the instructions of the head of state have enabled me to appreciate the eagerness of our compatriots to work in one way or another to restore social peace.
As if they knew, for eminent personalities like Nijon Frundi, Christian Cardinal Tumi, His Majesty Mbombonjoya, Fon Mokete and Dakule Daisala, it was their last major effort to reconcile the country.
We are convinced that during this dialogue, the truth should prevail.
This to me is very, very important consultations that will map the future of this country. Mapping the future, we see before us the children. And these are the children dying in the bushes from both sides.
Most attendees were happy that Cameroonians could talk to each other and saw it as an opportunity not to miss to get a peace deal.
Political desk editor Albert Njembonde. And just to let you know that the Sea Out of a National Station will broadcast a series all through the week on the major national dialogue 5 years after. Onto one of our top stories, Colombe of Ja and Lobo have won the 2024 edition of the Football Cup of Cameroon after subduing Aigle of Minwa 1-0 in Yaoundé yesterday. The game was played in the presence of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dianguete, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony marking the end of the 2024 sports season. Our star building correspondent, Christian Che Atam, reports.
The closing jamboree of the 2024 sports season was total communion between the executive and the sports-loving public.
Excellence, Monsieur le Premier Ministre, chef du gouvernement, représentant personnel du chef de l'État, le mouvement sportif national vous souhaite une chaleureuse bienvenue au stade Omnisports de Yaoundé à l'occasion de la cérémonie de clôture de la saison sportive 2024.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
The maximum capacity crowd of the Yaoundé Omnisports Stadium rose like one man to join the PM salute the national colors before the event. The army was in tandem with the national sports movement as the representative of the president, Prime Minister Joseph John Gute, inspected the guard of honor. Handshakes with the presidents of the different sports federations and installation at the honors tribune of the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium, and it was time for the cultural display. The hard-earned 1-0 victory of Colombe Sportif was the plat de résistance of the closing of the 2024 sports season.
We've just witnessed a very beautiful match. First of all, I would like to congratulate on behalf of the head of state all those who have organized this wonderful event, the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, FECAFOOT, and all the other parties that joined forces to organize this. Obviously, there can only be one winner, and Colombo of Jai Lobo won, but I think Egler of Menwa also did very well. So it's a very beautiful day.
A match followed by the award of trophies to the champions of the different sports federations for 2024.
Supporters of Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo are still in celebration after their team defeated Aigle Royale of Menwa by 1-0 this Sunday, thereby winning the Cup of Cameroon for the first time. The fans of the Doves from the South Region cheered their team to victory at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium with pride. Harrison Ashutiko.
The wait for over 60 years to lift the Cup of Cameroon trophy is over for supporters of Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo following their 1-0 win over Aigle Royale of the Menwa in this Sunday's Cup of Cameroon final. The fans could not hide their joy when the referee blew the final whistle.
Michel Mvutu, Colombe is champion.
I'm impressed by Colombe Sportif. The mobilization, first of all, from Colombe is massive. And then the way they played is very interesting.
Even though Aigle Royale of the Menwa were beaten, the beautiful football displayed by the two teams who gave in their all in the encounter left the thousands of supporters at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium satisfied as they returned to their homes peacefully.
This one is far more better than the ambience of last term. We see fans of Aigle and fans of Colombe. They have served us to a sea of colors.
Ivan Bongo Olama, who gave the assist to goal scorer Boris Ekoto, was the man of the match, and he backed home the sum of 2 million francs CFA.
Harrison Ashu reporting. Meanwhile, fans of Aigle Royale of the Menwa have remained serene despite losing their third Cup of Cameroon of the Cameroon final. They have, however, promised to come back stronger next year. Governor of Awa Fonka Augustine, who led the fans from the West Region, shared his views with Ben Collins Newberrywo.
We came very optimistic to make it, but it wasn't the case. The players did their best, but it wasn't good enough. They played. From the beginning, I think they were a little bit timid. Towards the end of the match, that it dawned on them that they could make it, but it was late. Colombe merited the victory. I think they had the 12 players behind them. They were very mobilized. The whole South on the field, I think they covered 3/4 of the stadium, which was something positive in their favor. They played equally well. And I think since one team had to make it, they made it. I think next time a team from the West will bounce back, like last year, to grab the trophy.
That excerpt of West Governor Awa Fonka Augustine, selected by Ben Collins Newberrywo, brings us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Ben, thanking you for listening. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. with Fatimi Bintu for the bilingual news summary.
Thank you.